Today on Gardening in a Minute, do your plant homework. Before you buy new plants, save time, money, and frustration by doing your homework. Always check the plant's hardiness zones. This will tell you the type of climate it can tolerate. Find out how big the plant will get and think about whether you have room for it. You don't want to plant a large canopy tree like a live oak right next to your house. Do some research on the plant's care requirements. If it needs regular pruning and is a pest magnet, you may have to give it more attention than you have time for. And finally, consider how the plant fits into your design scheme. By spending a little extra time now, you'll be sure to choose a plant that will thrive in your garden. For more information about selecting plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Silverthorn. Silverthorn is a large, fast-growing shrub that's sometimes planted in hedges or along highways, since it quickly makes a dense screen. The plant gets its name from the thorn-like spikes found along its stems. In the spring, silverthorn blooms with tiny but fragrant flowers that smell like gardenias, which is why some people like this plant. It's also tolerant of salt spray and has good drought tolerance. But the plant has drawbacks. These sprawling shrubs can reach 15 feet tall and 20 feet wide. They also put up tentacle-like shoots that can quickly overtake neighboring trees and shrubs. As a result, you should plant silverthorn with caution, since it can quickly take over areas if left unpruned, or look for compact varieties that will require less pruning. For more information about silverthorn, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, sage. Sage is one of the classic herbs that chefs use when seasoning turkey and other poultry. You can buy dried or fresh sage at the grocery store, but it's also easy to grow your own. The quickest way to get started is to buy transplants at your local garden center, but you can start sage from seeds or cuttings anytime from fall through spring. Be sure to choose a spot that gets plenty of sunlight, and don't forget to provide water as the plant needs it. As your sage grows, it will mature into a semi-woody perennial that reaches 12 to 18 inches tall. You might even consider planting your sage in a landscape bed instead of a vegetable or herb garden, since its small silvery leaves make a nice backdrop for other plants. For more information about sage and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, turkey oak. It's time to talk turkey. Turkey oak, that is. Turkey oaks grow wild in dry, sandy areas throughout the southeast, averaging 15 to 30 feet in height. Because of their compact size, they're also a worthwhile tree for many home landscapes. Turkey oaks feature foliage that has a classic oak leaf shape. And thanks to their bright red foliage in the fall and highly textured bark, they're also interesting trees to look at no matter what the season. Turkey oaks appreciate regular watering while they're getting established, but after that, they're drought-tolerant and require little care. And because they produce an abundant acorn crop, planting a turkey oak could bring you a parade of wildlife, including squirrels, deer, or even turkey. For more information about turkey oak and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, winterizing power equipment. A little maintenance now will protect your power equipment throughout the winter and ensure it starts in the spring. Make sure the equipment you plan on storing is in good working condition. Fuel should be drained completely. If you decide not to drain the fuel because you may occasionally need to use the machine, add a fuel stabilizer. Change the oil and oil filters. Take a look at hydraulic fluids and wear points for excessive damage. Check for worn tires that might need replacing, and replace any worn-out bearings, batteries, spark plugs, or air filters. Once you've performed all necessary repairs on your equipment and attended to the fuel, it's time to stow it away. Make sure that all items are covered so that they stay dry. For more information about power equipment and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.